Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we are excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning, and we're going to be talking about all things ice cream. But first, we want to send a big shout out to our producer back in the studio, Justin Barker with Powell Broadcasting. He works hard and helps to make sure everybody has an opportunity to listen to this fine program every week. So we appreciate Justin. And we also want to send a shout out to Chris Bogenreef, our longtime sponsor with NAI United. And so I said we were going to talk about ice cream, and wow, are we ever, because Ice Cream Days is coming up this June 17th through the 20th in Lamar's, Iowa, the ice cream capital of the world. And so it may be a Saturday morning, but you know what? You can always talk about ice cream. So it's delicious 24/7. So we, our guests this morning, we have Kristen Heimgartner, who is the executive director of Hometown Lamar's Heritage Foundation, and Shelby Gill, who is the associate manager for the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning.
We are excited to have you guys on the show this morning, and I know you guys are so busy this time of year, and you have a very big week ahead.
We do. I can't believe it's already the middle of June, and we're ready to kick off Ice Cream Days.
Yes, and this is something, you're planning year-round for this, right, Kristen?
Yeah. So we have two big community events a year, so we really try to balance between the two, and it's crazy it's already here.
And I know you're new to your role. We're going to talk about that just a second. But Shelby, you're also new to your role.
Yes, I've been with Wells for 5 years now, but my position at the parlor just started 4 weeks ago. So very fresh and excited to start Ice Cream Days.
Awesome. And we're just throwing you right into the fire.
Yes, you are.
I love it. So let's talk about Ice Cream Days. Before we talk about Ice Cream Days, I want to talk about both of your roles in the community of Lamar's, just up the interstate, I shouldn't say the interstate, but Highway 75. And Lamar's and Sioux City are so connected because you have people that live in both communities and drive back and forth. And of course, we know that Lamar's is the ice cream capital of the world because it is the home to Wells. Wells Enterprises, Blue Bunny Ice Cream, and all things ice cream, which is such a driver in the economic community of Lamar's.
It really is, yes. So at Hometown Lamar's, we really focused on the tourism aspect in Lamar's and how important tourists are to our communities, especially small communities, and getting visitors to come stay the night, come experience all the great things we have to do. And so under that tourism aspect, we really look at our two community events. So Ice Cream Day is obviously coming up, and then we have Christmas in Hometown Lamar's in November.
And so, and this is a new role for you as the executive director of Hometown Lamar's.
Yeah, so we only started back in November last year, so it's been almost seven months now, and it's just been a really great ride so far.
Oh, fantastic. So Kristen, give me a little bit about your background, because you grew up in Lamar's.
I did. I was born and raised in Lamar's, went to Iowa State University and got my event management degree. Decided to try big city living. It was not for me. So I moved back from Kansas City after just 4 months. And I was actually down here in Sioux City for the past almost 3 years at Explore Siouxland, focusing on tourism down here. And then my hometown called me home.
Yeah. And this is, would you say that this is a dream job for you to do that type of job in your hometown?
It really is. Like, I love tourism, and then I love planning events. So it's kind of the best of both worlds for me.
Oh, fantastic. And Lamar's is lucky to have you in that position, because you were fantastic at Explore Siouxland. We were sad when you left, but like I said, it's coming back to your roots and your dream position in your hometown. But I also want to mention that you have also been very, very active in the Siouxland Growth Organization in this community and working with young people. So can you touch a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, I think it's so important to have, for young people to have a community, to really build those friendships and relationships and networking skills. And so the past couple of years, I've been really involved in the Siouxland Growth Organization and helping young professionals in Sioux City really find their home and their friend group.
And that's so important. What can you drive home the point of why that's important? Because, you know, you have parents out there that go, oh, I want my kid to come back here. And, you know, in your instance, you know, moving back home, you're staying right here in the Siouxland area.
Yeah.
But there's parents who want their kids to come home and how do you get them to connect back to the community?
Yeah. So I think my best example is when I was in Kansas City, it was so hard to find a friend group and find your community. And so as I moved back to Sioux City, I was determined to find my people, and Siouxland Growth Organization really helped me do that.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we're glad you moved back to Siouxland and we're glad to have you there. So just for some people who don't know, with the Hometown Lamars Heritage Foundation. So when you talk tourism in Lamars, you're talking overnight stays, you're talking visitor counts, all of those things.
Absolutely. Yes. So we look at our attractions as well as big tourism drivers. So obviously the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor is a huge attraction for us, as well as the Brownton's Theater. They just opened a brand new theater that's really gorgeous. And then we also have a Plymouth County Historical Museum in Lamars. It's in our old high school, so four floors of all the Lamars and Plymouth County history you can imagine. But we really have some great restaurants and just a great scene in Lamars too.
Yeah, it's a great hometown feel in Hometown Lamars. So, Kristen, we appreciate that. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. And we are talking about Ice Cream Days in Lamars, which is coming up on June 17th through the 20th. But first, we're getting to know our guests this morning. We have Kristen Heimgartner, who you just heard from, the executive director of Hometown Lamars. And we have Shelby Gill, who is the associate manager of the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor in Lamars. And you said you're only 4 weeks on that job.
Yes, very new, but loving it so far.
So tell me about, what did you do prior to that?
Yes. So I've been with Wells for 5 years. My old position was in facilities, so I kind of just was like a jack of all trades, just kind of helping where needed. But accepted this position and started about 4 weeks ago, and it has just been so great.
And now, are you also a native of Lamars?
I am. Yep. I am born and raised from Lamars, and now I am also raising my family in Lamars. So we just love it here.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And so, the choice to stay in Lamars, like growing up in Lamars and staying in Lamars. Tell me why that's a strong thing for you to stay here in the Siouxland area.
Yeah. So growing up in Lamars, I mean, it's just the best because it's got that hometown feel that you mentioned in the familiarity of just all the places that I grew up with and I want my children to experience as well. And a lot of the attractions that we have, like Kristen mentioned, the Christmas in Hometown Christmas and the ice cream days, and yeah, it's just great.
And growing up, did you ever think in the back of your mind when you grow up in Lamars, and obviously Wells Enterprises is the largest employer in town, but did you think, yeah, I'm going to go work for Wells one day?
I have always wanted to work for Wells, so when I finally got an opportunity to, I was ecstatic. So I was so happy to finally be able to be a part of that job.
And the opportunity to work at the ice cream parlor in the visitor center. Tell me about that. You had to be excited about that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It's all just been so exciting. And since I started working at the visitor center and ice cream parlor, I mean, the stuff that we have at the visitor center is just, I mean, it's incredible. Like the clothing that we have, the toys, the just so many things to choose from and gifts that you can give anybody in your family. Like we have so much to offer. The roof deck that you can bring your ice cream to and enjoy on sunny days is just, it's just so nice.
And for those of folks who haven't been up there or haven't been up there recently, the museum portion, I love that.
Yes. So you can come to the ice cream parlor and you can watch how the history of Wells and how ice cream is made in one of our movie theaters. Yeah, you can just explore all of the interactives that we have, and there's tons of things for kids to do there. It's just, yeah, you can really spend some good time there and enjoy some delicious ice cream.
And when you talk about the interactive point, you know, it's fun to see the littles, like the littles up there interacting with everything. I love
yes.
that.
Yes, yep, a lot of learning. You can learn about the whole farm to spoon experience and yeah, just learn about the history as well of Wells as well. And yeah, it's great.
So let's talk about the visitor center, the ice cream parlor, because, you know, I'm a Bunny Tracks girl, and then it's like you throw out another flavor there and I'm like, I've got, you know, it is hard to make a choice when you go up there because there's so many choices of good things. You can't
yes.
go wrong.
Yeah, we do have a ton of choices, and actually one of the more popular items at the parlor now is you can get an ice cream flight, so you can try four different flavors.
What?
Yes, it is
an ice cream plate.
It's a little flight. So you can try
flight.
Yes. Yep. So you get four different flavors. So you can try a little bit of everything and find what you love most. And we actually have something kind of exciting coming up in the future too, where you'll have to stop in and see what we're all planning.
Oh, fun. So stop up there, get an ice cream flight.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. What a great idea. Because a lot of times, you know, people would do a sundae and you're like, well, I don't want that flavor next to this. Or you've got three scoops on a cone.
Yes.
I don't want those. You've got to have your specific order of ice cream, right?
Yes. Yep. And so the flight keeps them all separate and it's super affordable. And yeah, it's a good option.
What is the most popular item that you sell ice cream wise?
Ooh.
Or treats or sundaes? Yes. Or, do you know?
I think probably our most popular flavor would be, one of them anyway, would probably be Huckleberry, just because you can't get it at the store. You can only get it at the parlor. And then I am honestly shocked by the amount of people who get some of our like Sunday creations that we have, all these fun new things that you can only experience at the parlor. And yeah, there's a lot of options.
And it's a day when you go up, you just wear your stretchy pants and you don't count calories because every calorie is absolutely worth it. So that's fantastic. And we're going to be talking about ice cream days when we come back. Once again, you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. We'll be right back after this.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronker, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Crayhead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. I'm Christy McManamy, your host this morning, and we are talking about all things ice cream days, which is coming up June 17th through the 20th. Get your taste buds ready because there's a whole lot of ice cream to be had in Lamars, Iowa. So we have Kristen Heimgartner, who's the executive director of Hometown Lamars, and Shelby Gill, who is the associate manager of the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. When we're talking ice cream, that's just kind of one of my favorite deals. But this is the 32nd, right? 32nd,
yeah.
Kristen?
Yeah, so this is our 32nd year of ice cream days, and it's hard to believe where it started and where we're at now.
Because it really has grown.
Yeah, so it started as a 1 or 2 day festival, and now we're up to 4 days of full of activities and family-friendly events and all the things.
And ice cream and ice cream and ice cream, which I love.
Sugar.
Yes. Thank you to the fine folks at Wells. So let's talk about the events because we're starting on the 17th. Tell me what's going on Wednesday, June 17th.
Yeah, so we kick off that morning with our community coffee, actually hosted by the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. Free ice cream, learn about Wells and all the great things, and we'll actually cape our scooper hero there. And so, you know, you hear about like the fairs, king and queen, all the things. We cape they had to be between 6 and 10, and we cape a scooper hero that gets to be like the ambassador of ice cream days.
Oh, fun. Is that a new thing?
Or this is our second year.
Your second year.
Yes.
Oh, that's super fun.
Yes. So it'll be exciting to see who wins that.
Okay. What else do we have going on?
We have the Tri-State Cruisers car show that afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. And during that, we have the CRS band that'll be playing at the Olson Cultural Event Center during that time. And then we have the family bike ride at 5:30, and then we end the night with the Kiwanis in Action Club ice cream social at the municipal band concert at Foster Park.
Okay, so you have music, a family bicycle. What's the bicycle?
Yeah, so you
family can, bike ride.
Yeah, you can pick between two different options. There's a 5 mile trail and a 15 mile trail. And then you can take the bike ride and come back and get some ice cream afterwards.
Once again, all roads during ice cream days lead back to ice cream. So, okay, do you want to take me through, you know, Thursday and Friday, some of those other big events coming up?
Yeah, so throughout the 3 days, the Browns will be having some different concerts happening, so be sure to check out our website for those times. And you can get tickets on the Brown Century Theater's website. And then we also have our Postal Playhouse Community Theater in Lamars will be doing a show throughout the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well. So those are always great experiences. But then on Thursday afternoon at 6 o'clock, Prime Bank kicks off their 58th annual ice cream social around their bank.
So it's the 58th for Prime Bank, but the 32nd for Ice Cream Days.
Yes. So they've been having the social a lot longer than Ice Cream Days has been around.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
We incorporated them into our festivals. And then that night, we actually head out to Lamar's Chevy GMC and watch an outdoor movie. And this year, we're showing Hoppers, brand new movie.
So very family friendly.
Yes.
Want to drive that. So parents, bring the kids. Grandparents, if you have the opportunity, come out, bring the grandkids. This is really meant for everyone.
Yeah, and you can pull your car in like an old drive-in movie, or if you would prefer, there is seating up front where you can bring lawn chairs and blankets, and there's free popcorn provided by American Bank and Lamar Chevy GMC, as well as some free ice cream as well.
Okay, so Shelby, let's talk a little bit about some of the kids' activities that are going on, because this, as we said, this is a family-friendly event. Ice Cream Day is taking place June 17th through the 20th in Lamar's, and there's just so much there's such a list of things to do.
Yeah. Yep. So on Friday, one of the kid friendly things to do is go to the Family Magic Show hosted by the Lamar's Public Library. It'll be at the Headline Event Space downtown. Also, Friday and Saturday, there is a carnival for kids to enjoy some rides and do all those fun activities. Some other fun things that kids can do. We have face painting, airbrush tattoos, balloons, pony rides. Something fun that we just started doing, I think last year, was the waffle cone warrior course.
Okay. What you got to stop there on that. What is a waffle cone warrior course?
So this is actually our first year having it. We're excited to have it this year. It's a 65-foot obstacle course. And everything has to be ice cream themed for the name. So we call it our Waffle Cone Warrior Course. So kids can run through that and race each other.
Oh, fun. So you've got an obstacle course too. Oh, that's great. That's great. What else is there for the kiddos?
Another fun thing to do, especially if it's going to be one of our hotter summer days, is you can head over to the ice cream parlor and visitor center and do coloring and bingo with blue.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
And you can win some fun prizes and just maybe cool off for a little bit before you head back outside and do some more fun family activities.
Okay. So this really is about getting everybody in the community out and getting visitors to town as well, right?
Yeah.
There's something for everybody.
Yes, there is definitely something for everybody. At night, we do have a couple concerts on Friday and Saturday as well, which is something fun for like maybe the parents to enjoy a little bit too while your kids just run around at the Olson Center and just enjoy the live music.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, and we are talking about Ice Cream Days in Lamar's. The 32nd annual Ice Cream Day is in Lamar's, coming up the 17th through the 20th. So just a few days away, and there's a lot to see and do. So you definitely want to check out the website for sure. Can you give us that, Kristen?
Yeah, if you go to icecreamdays.com, there's a full list of events as well as a lot of other information. Or you can also check out our Facebook page. We've been posting a lot there with all the different things.
Okay. So talking about the concerts, what are the things do we want to make sure that we tell the folks about with this event?
Something new this year to maybe plan for is we are going to have a big water tank in around the Olson Cultural Event Center, so you can get your water bottles refilled, and we will have some free water bottles to give away too. So make sure you stop by and see us.
Okay. And we want to mention, obviously, the Wells Enterprises, the Wells family, Mike and Cheryl Wells, obviously recently sold the business, but they are so instrumental in making things like this happen in Lamar's. So can you speak to that and how Wells is so connected to this type of event, because they donate so much ice cream. There's so much going on.
Yeah. So throughout the 4-day festival, Wells Enterprises will actually give away around 8,000 novelty ice cream treats throughout the 4 days, which is a really incredible number.
Yeah. That's a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. And that also leads me into my sponsors. We have a lot of great people that help make this event possible. So I want to just shout out the couple of top ones that really made it happen this year. So Wells Enterprises, Red Shed Enterprises, Side by Side Ministries, the City of Lamar's, Lamar's Chevrolet GMC, and Prime Bank.
Okay. Because we know that a lot of these things don't happen without businesses and their support and how they step up to support the communities that they're in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, wonderful. And talking about, you know, I know, Shelby, you've worked at Wells for 5 years now. The company really takes care of its employees and family and supports the community.
100%. Yeah. You can definitely feel that Wells cares about Lamar's and the surrounding Siouxland area and just wants to give back and make it so it's the most family friendly, and they just really do care and want to give back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So we've talked about just some of the events. I want to make sure that we don't miss anything on the list here. Because once again, Ice Cream Days is coming up June 17th through the 20th. It's the 32nd. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. So much going on for the entire family.
Yeah, I want to touch on a couple other things happening Saturday morning. We start our morning with the YMCA doing a frozen fun run. Registration is open now for that. There is a fee required with that one. You can register up until the night before, so no worries if you forgot about it or whatever.
So is it a 5K, or is it, when you say a fun run, is it just a...
It is a 5K, and we do time it for people that enjoy seeing their times. I would be at the back of the line.
The competitive folks out there.
Yes, but there is also a kids dash associated with that. So if you have some kiddos that like to run, that's a great spot for them. And then that leads right into our massive Ice Cream Days parade that starts downtown.
Yes. Yes. So let's talk about that in the time that we have left, because that's such a great, great thing where everybody comes out. It's one of my favorite parades.
Yeah. So it starts at 9:30, and we start over on 8th Street Southwest, and we work all the way past the parlor. There's over, I think, 70 floats this year. So it's going to be a great parade.
So what time do people need to be, you know, with their lawn chairs on the curb to see that?
So it starts at 9:30. I would recommend getting there a little sooner just to make sure you have your spot.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And once again, we want to drive home the point that there are so many events, too many to talk about here. So go to the website, go to the Facebook page, right?
Yes. And then there's also brochures distributed around Lamar's, as well as a couple places in Sioux City too.
Okay. And then, Shelby, real quickly, I know this is a busy time for the ice cream parlor when people come to town for Ice Cream Days.
Yeah. Yep. We have a bunch of specials going on right now too. Every week is different, but definitely stop down at the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor.
Oh, fantastic. Once again, we've been talking with Shelby Gill, the associate manager of the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor, and Kristen Heimgartner, who's the executive director of Hometown Lamar's. Check out Ice Cream Days. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. Ice Cream Days, the 17th through the 20th of June. Lots to see and do. And we hope that you have a great weekend. Make it a good one. This has been Grow Siouxland.